Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome session. Today, I have a longtime friend, confidant, mentor, colleague. I just could name off so many different things for Alicia Corey. So I know y'all are going to be so excited to hear what she has. And please excuse me, my voice sounds kind of rattly just because I'm getting over a cold. Praise God, it's going to be gone and we're going to get through all this and we're going to have fun, right?
Amen. Yes.
Okay, Alicia, I'm so glad to have you on. You know, you've been involved with several projects that I've done. I've worked with you off and on for a while. We've known each other since, I say, before 2020. Oh my gosh.
We've known each other probably somewhere between 8 and 10 years now.
Yeah. Good thing for, you know, longevity and knowing that we're
Where
in
has the
business.
Time passed? I mean, it's like,
I don't know.
And I refuse to age. So you're looking better with time. I'm looking
Thank
better
you.
With time.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. Why should we age? I'm fighting it all the way. I'm not giving in one moment at all. So, you know, we're good. We're good to go. Yes. So I'm so glad to have you here. Before we get started, why don't you tell the audience, like, who you serve, who you are? Just tell us all the things we want to know about you.
Well, I am... all the things. Oh my gosh. My business. Let's start with business. So I am the founder and CEO of Audacious Concepts, Inc., which is a boutique leadership advisory firm. Ooh. And we help leaders really accelerate their time to impact when they're new to an organization within their first 90 days.
Wow.
And we also help them develop really strong, high-performing teams. So we work with teams with communication, collaboration, and cooperation. And we work with that leadership development, scaling that leader in the first 90 days so that they can be very impactful. I'm also the founder of Red Carpet CEO, which is a digital media. We have podcasts. We've done web shows, podcasts, and helped entrepreneurs with their personal brand. So my main client really is in the corporate space, those leaders, helping them develop. But part of my passion is in helping especially female entrepreneurs develop their audacious confidence. And their brand and stepping out with visibility and confidence, that's something that's just near and dear to my heart. And so both of those, I have an opportunity to help people with, and I'm just so thrilled. And I'm, you know, I feel blessed to be able to do that.
And you do a great job of it. I see your stuff coming by all the time. Stop and watch it when I can. And I
Thank
always
you.
Look at what new thing is going on that she's
doing.
What am
doing I
right
doing
now?
Now? What is she doing now? What's she up to?
I know it's all about the pivoting, right? It's all about pivoting to do what you need to do and want to do that makes you happy.
Yes. And can I also share that I'm really thrilled because today we're talking about storytelling, and I am one of the executives on TEDx Miramar committee, on the TEDx Miramar committee. Ooh. I spoke at TEDx Miramar last year, and now I'm on the executive committee. And it so happened that the TEDx organizer wanted to launch a youth division. Ooh. So she's doing the TEDx, but also a youth division, and has has selected with the selection committee, they have selected my son to speak on TEDx, on the TEDx
Awesome.
stage. So
Yay.
I am really excited, and it builds into this storytelling, because had I not stepped out and spoken, this opportunity would not be available to my son. So it's like creating this legacy. Telling your
Yes.
story helps create legacy, and that's one of the important points that I wanted to share, because had I not broken through a lot of my own insecurities in telling my story, a lot of the opportunities that I have right now would not have opened up for me. Even working with you on some of the book projects that we worked on would not have opened up for me had I not been willing to step out and start sharing my story.
That's a huge thing right there. And you should be congratulated for doing that, because I don't think we congratulate people enough when they, get up all that stuff and they finally step out there. Even if it flops, even if it's not good, even if you got to start over, it doesn't matter. The thing is that you did it, that you wanted to do something,
Gotta
you
step
took it on.
out.
Yes, you got to step out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there's something to catch you or not. You got to do it. You got to do it.
So I'm an author, a speaker, a consultant, mom, wife,
All the hats,
child of
all
God, all the things, right? So you want to know all
the
the things about me? That's all the things about me.
hats. Yes, we love it. And a lot of us, I know, we're you. You're us. So that's why I
We
wanted you
are.
here, because I knew your story was very authentic. And then you can give us some ideas about sharing it. So the first thing I wanted to ask you is, why did you choose this category of sharing your story?
Because I struggled to share my story. I
Really? I
really
can't even
did.
see that. I can't see that at all in you when I'm
I,
looking at you right
ah,
now.
girl, let me tell you. I was in a coaching program in 2012, and the coach said, "You need to be a speaker and you need to share your story." And I'm like, "Me? I am not a speaker, and I don't have anything to share that anybody wants to know." I was convinced that nobody was interested in what I had to say. Nobody was like, what would I share? I don't have a story. That's what I told her, actually. I said, I don't have a story to share. I don't have a story. And she's like, yes, you do. You have a very powerful story. And the very first story that I shared was about my insecurity, about growing up, because I was born in Trinidad. And when I was 4 years old, my family moved to Australia for 5 years. And for those of you who can't see me, I'm tiny, I'm black, and I have curly hair. I at the time was wild frizzy hair, not even curly, wild frizzy hair. And so I landed in this place and nothing looked like me, nobody sounded like me. And I started telling that story about how I was an outsider. I felt like such an outsider, and I wanted to blend in so badly. And I lost my voice. I lost my sense of self. I lost like what made me me. And I kind of just wanted to blend into the wall, because every time I walked into a room, I stood out like a sore thumb, and I didn't want that. And I got teased, and all the things. And so I started sharing that story about thinking that I didn't think I was beautiful. I didn't think I really thought I was nothing. Like I had no value. I wasn't enough of anything.
That hurts
And
my heart to even listen to that. That really, I mean, seriously, that really hurts my heart.
When I moved back to Trinidad, I really felt like I was ugly, I was stupid, I was insignificant. And so in sharing that story, I started sharing that story, and so many people related. Not that they moved to Australia, not that they, not the not the n not what happened, but how they felt in their environment growing up. It's like I could relate to that. I was the little kid that was picked on, or I was, I went to an all-white school, or I went to, My hair was frizzy. I mean, the whole hair situation was a whole other thing. I'm still embracing my new hair. I mean, my actual hair, my real hair, because I had trauma from being 4 years old and my mom cutting off my hair, telling me it was unruly and it was
Oh,
un
wow.
un yeah, unruly, untamable, just like me. And so I had all kinds of things about my hair, all kinds of beliefs. And so I felt like picking this category about sharing your story becomes very cathartic. Like it breaks open so many things for you, and it builds your confidence in ways that you never even imagined it could.
You
That's
are
why I picked
so,
this category.
yes, you are so right. Because the moment that you start sharing it, it lands on somebody who can relate. Whether they tell you or not, it lands on somebody that can relate to what you've been going through, where you are now. They hear you like, I feel the same way. You know, in the States, when I was in school, I was born in 62. So that was the craziest, time, the civil rights era and all that stuff. My mom would always say, nobody is better than you. Don't let anybody tell you. And I was wondering why. Why are you telling me this? Of course, I learned later as we grew up. But when I was in the third grade, we were integrated into the whole school system was integrated because, I had grown up for 3 years of school going, walking to,
Segregated.
well, unsegregated. I was going to walking to school. I saw all of my black classmates and, just kids just having fun. And now being all of a sudden like catapulted into a new era of white people with long straight hair. And I just remember I just sit there and just look
Look
and I
at their hair.
ask,
It's like,
yeah, that
oh
hair,
my.
it was so different from what, if you grew up around black people, you know the kind of hair you're looking at. And this is not the same hair. And it's long and straight and then their skin was so white, it's funny that this interview is turning out like this, but it's how we
But
are.
people, yeah, people, so people start connecting to those parts of your story that relate to them, and you build empathy, you build community, you build we have a common struggle, 'cause like you said, I am you, you are me, and that helps us increase, it helps us to be better. So
Well,
telling, sharing your story is so
we
important.
think that it's not bothering us or it's not affecting us right now because we're older, we've gone through stuff and all this. But just you telling that story reminded me of the trauma that I went through when I was a child in the third grade, being thrust into this new world that I didn't know anything about, but had to navigate in some kind of way. And everybody was just going about their business because now I know everybody's been coached and they've talked to them and all that. But I just can't imagine if it had gone wrong, like the little girl that went to school for the first time in Arkansas and all that was going on. So, and then you look at what's going on now, I think it's even more important for us to share our story to say that, hey, we are not separated by that much right now.
Yeah,
We really aren't.
exactly.
Oh, you're getting all deep on me. Deep. I'm getting deep on
Girl,
myself.
I dive in all the way in.
I love it. I love it. Okay, my next question for you is, how do you feel this category of sharing your story applies to what you're doing and have done in your business?
When I started working with building brands, right? Building your brand, it was all about finding authenticity and building authenticity, and the stories had to come out. Your stories, because as you're building a brand, you have to be able to relate to people. And just like the conversation we were just having, those are the relatable points. And you start building your tribe, you start building your community, and then you start getting traction in your brand. So people that I started with way back when I started doing this branding work, are still really connected to me, even though they're not the specific audience I talk to. They're still inspired by what I do. Like you, right? You said that at the top. It's like, I check out what you're doing. I'm like, what is she up to now? And they hang with you. They stick with you. And so by sharing my stories in business, it's connected me with so many people that now say, you know what? I know, like, and trust you. And because I know, like, and trust you, I can introduce you to this other person. that I
Exactly.
think can use your services. So it helps build that community and that connection in so many different ways that you don't even know is coming around.
Exactly.
Steve Jobs says you can't connect the dots looking forward. You have to look behind to connect the dots. And sometimes you tell a story, and then years later, someone comes up to you and says, I heard you share this story on this thing, and because you shared that, it did this for me. And then you're like, all the things start making sense.
Right.
And
right.
they help you with your business, even though what you talked about has nothing to do with your business
Right.
now. You know,
Exactly.
like when I did my TED talk, I talked about, well, I told stories. Let's just say I talked about my journey from childhood of body image, my hatred of myself, my body image, but really through the perspective of my breasts, like not having them, then developing really quickly at like I was a late bloomer, but I developed super fast, and I had a tiny frame, so like I was 90 pounds with double D breasts, right?
Oh,
so I'm
wow.
tiny with big boobs, and then I go through where I don't even know if I can say this on this, but
you can,
and then
you
I
can.
go through the story of then discovering that I had breast cancer, and then
Lord.
Having to face, do I get rid of these things that have been my nemesis my whole life, or
Right.
do I fight to save them? And so coming to that point of wanting to starting to love my body and love myself, I had made that decision, and then I was diagnosed, and then it's like, oh no, we're not just gonna let you take them. We're gonna fight for these things, the things you didn't want your whole life. You know?
Right, right.
I kind of told that story of the journey through my accepting my body, and that has, again, it has resonated so much with so many people that even opportunities have opened the door for me, even though I didn't talk about business, but it's opened doors in different ways. So, don't be afraid to share your story, even though the story might seem, I mean, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling the world about my, you know, my breasts. I'm standing here on stage talking about this, and this is going to go global. But don't be afraid to share those things, because those are things that are going to be so impactful for other people.
You're spot on with that, because number one, I didn't know you had breast cancer, but I'm so glad that you're here today.
Oh,
You know,
yes.
I had breast cancer, and I was a total opposite. I'd had small boobs all my life. I can't say I hated them, but I just dealt with them. So when I had the cancer and they said, you know, one of the options was a double mastectomy, I was like, yeah, get rid of those things. Give me some new ones. I'm ready.
Yeah.
And some people will look at me like, what? What did you say? I was like, well, they tried to kill me, so I'm getting some new
yeah,
ones.
I'm gonna
So
get rid
now,
of them. You're right.
Yeah. So now
It's
I
so
have the
many
boobs.
different
I want it.
Perspectives, right?
Yes.
It's
It's so
so
funny
many
that you
different
said that.
perspectives.
Yes.
Because again, someone else was telling me, well, why not just take them off and get yourself some new ones? I'm like,
Right.
that's not, but that, yeah, you missed the whole point.
Right. Everybody's got their own thing
Everybody's
they
got
have
their
to
own
do.
thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
You can't shame them. You can't shame them.
you can't,
I would
and that's
have,
what my
you know.
talk was all about, is about overcoming body shaming, but
Okay.
with self-love. Like, how do we overcome body shame? Because people would look at me and probably say, what do you have body shame? You know, look at you.
Right. You don't
You
have
know,
anything at all.
everybody wants that. Everybody, you know, women go out and they get implants to have the double, triple D's that you have, and you don't want them. I'm like, but you know, it's what that makes you feel on the inside. It's who that makes you feel. If you're not comfortable, if you don't feel it, you got to find a way to get to find love for yourself in
Exactly.
whatever your body type looks like or is, and not be ashamed of it. And that's what my whole talk was about. And so you talked about business. I'm just going to wrap it back around to business. It's sharing those things, those intimate things about yourself. Because like even men on LinkedIn would say, Oh, I watched your TED talk. What a powerful story. You know, my wife or my sister or my
Right,
mom,
exactly.
you know, like it impacts me, or even themselves, like, you know, I too deal with my own body, you know, image, and you know, you really made me think about how I look at my body differently. So these things become, like I said before, points of connection that build that trust factor with people.
Yes, and if you don't share it, they don't know it, they can't feel it. You can't help them by keeping your mouth shut. That's what we should say.
Yeah,
You can't help
exactly.
them by keeping their mouth shut. But right along that same line, how can listeners who are here now emulate what you've done with your story inside their own business?
You could start small, like start with stories that really are very specific to your business. What are the things that What are the clients like? Start talking about client stories. Start talking about how you helped someone, how you shifted them. When I was doing branding work with someone, she was so afraid to share anything about herself on her Facebook page.
No, really?
She had a business page. She would share stuff on her business page, but she would not share anything on her personal page. And I encouraged her to just write a post about what she does. I'm like, it's not difficult. And I've done this with several female clients. It's not, I'm like, just, and you cannot imagine the resistance that they had to sharing their business, what they're up to, what they're doing. But when we got over that hurdle and they shared that one thing, it opened up so many doors. This one client that I started telling you about that she didn't want to share, she shared that she the work that she does, she was a clinical psychologist, and she started her business to do this on this on her own and not with another practice. And someone she went to high school with owns a company that needed, because she was doing a particular type of testing, and she was certified to do this type of testing, needed that testing for their organization, and she got a $30,000 contract just by sharing from a high school, someone from that she knew from high school that now is running this company that now, I'm like, you just never
You never
know.
know. You never know.
So start sharing things about your business or your clients to people who know you that don't know what you do, because so many times we don't want to share. We don't, oh, I don't So start there. Start sharing what you do to people who know you, and then you can expand from there. So that's a good place to start.
Yes, definitely. And I agree with you. Share your client stories because people don't, if they haven't ever worked with you, they don't know how you are. They don't know your quirks. They don't know how great you are to them, how much of a friend you can be, you know, a friend relationship, colleague type of thing, and help you. If you don't share the stories, no one ever knows. But just that one story you could share about one person that they did one thing could lead to so many things you
So
had no
many
idea
other,
about.
exactly.
It's like a
So I
chain.
shared, yeah, when I shared that story with another person who was resistant to doing it, she was like, okay, I'm gonna try, I'm gonna do it. So yeah, and then she became a client, and she, so you just never know. So start sharing. Client wins, at least.
At least, at the very least, then it's not really about you. It's
That's
about
right.
them, but what you help
But
them
what you
accomplish.
did, what you helped them accomplish.
So yeah, we
Yes,
can get
it's a
around that
backdoor way.
mindset. Yes,
Yeah,
backdoor
it's a
way.
backdoor way of overcoming your own doubt and fear of being out there.
And not feeding into that. You said about the doubt thing. Some people just say that anyway. Well, I'm not good at this, or I can't do that, or whatever. And then we can stop them. Oh, share your story and tell how awesome how you made this client do whatever. And then that makes you start thinking, oh yeah, I'm not that bad. You know, I'm pretty
Yeah,
good at this. Okay.
exactly.
Because
Exactly.
we don't toot our own horn. Nobody's gonna do it, right? We gotta do our thing first. We really do.
Yep.
All right, so the last question I want to ask you before we get to the very end and your gift that you have, what's the lesson that God has taught you about your story?
So many.
Yes.
So many. We beat ourselves up way too much.
Yes.
And we don't give ourselves grace and forgiveness. And we think we're alone in the struggle and in the fight and in like I'm the only one that feels this or has done this or am
Right.
just, you know, a low worm, and nobody's ever going to love me, and people are
Oh my
just going to
goodness.
judge me and think that I'm the worst. And the thing is, when you start sharing your story, even if you still feel like a worm and you're sharing it, and someone else says, "Hey, I'm a worm with you," I've done that too. It starts to relieve some of that isolation. And
Right.
so, what God has shown me is that I'm not that bad, not as bad as I think I am. There is grace and forgiveness in all
Yes.
things. And that by sharing with others, I help them. So if I want to be someone out there that is my mission, my mandate, my purpose is to help others be a better version of themselves,
Right.
then I have to show how I am continuing to be a better version of myself. And
Exactly.
continuing to press in and sharing, like you said, you never knew that I had so much insecurity. You didn't know that some of the and you're someone who's in my circle, you know, who I pop
Oh
in
my God,
every
how did
now
I
and
not know
then. How do
this?
you not know these things?
Yeah.
So you have to keep sharing these things over and over and over
You
again, and
do.
it's not in a way to, it's not. You might get tired of sharing your story, and it's not in a way to say, "Look at me, look what I've done," or anything like that. It is with the heart to help other people. It's not, "Look how far I've come, and look what I've done, and look at me." It's that you have no idea how far I've come. You have no idea. And unless I tell you, by you looking at me today, you would never know that I struggled to speak in front of people. I
No.
struggled because of my upbringing and my childhood to be visible. I struggled to believe that I was pretty or beautiful. I struggled to believe that my voice mattered. People looking at me now don't understand how hard it was for me those days, and I struggled. And if I can do this and I can be who I am today because I chose to not allow that to keep me back. I chose to believe what God says about me, that I can do all things. I chose to step out and do it. And like you said, fail and get up and do it.
Right.
Then you never know how powerful you can actually be. If I don't step out and say this to other people, they don't know that they can do it.
You're right. You're right. They're just sitting there suffering, stuck,
And saying,
and
but you,
don't know
of
what to
course,
do.
you could do it. Look at you. Of course, you can do it.
If you look, if
Of
you had to be
course
with me every
not.
day, it's not like this every day. We don't
It's
look
not
this,
now.
we're just not like this every
We're
day.
not.
We have our ups and our downs and our, oh my gosh. Because
I can't believe. Yeah.
I remember times with a former business partner that you had. I was always kind of like on the, I don't know, a little side eye and that whole thing. And I remember when you came back and you said, we dissolved that. We're not, I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because I knew that it was not good for you or for them because y'all were ha both of y'all were having to filter yourselves so much.
So much,
Yeah, so much.
so
So, and
much.
I could see it. I could see it.
I
And
had
when you
to
said you
edit
finally,
myself. I couldn't
yes.
speak freely.
And you
And
can't
when
do
you,
that. You
yeah,
can't do
you
that.
can't do that. And when you start really sharing, you realize how much it builds resilience because you start seeing, oh, this is how far I've come. Oh my gosh, yeah. Authenticity, because now you're telling your story, your perspective, your how it's impacted you, and you're really building love for yourself.
Exactly. Yes. And we all need that. We all need that. because I think we don't give ourselves enough attention. We're always down on ourselves. Well, we need to do this and we need to do that. And I didn't get this thing done. Sometimes it's just like, who cares? Just, relax, sit by the beach, have a drink, and whatever your drink of choice is, have a drink, a coffee, a tea, or whatever, and just relax because it's gonna be all right,
It's gonna be okay.
Yes, it
And
will be all
I'm
right.
the audacious confidence girl, and the reason I picked audacious confidence because I did not have it. I absolutely did not have confidence. And by saying those words and having to step out and prove it to myself over and over again was how I also helped share my story. Because I'm like, I can't be telling them that other people they need to be audaciously confident. And here I am, cowering in the corner, afraid to turn on my camera and do a video. It's like that's incongruent.
But
So
now
you have
we're
to
not
stop
worried
building
about this.
congruency. I,
We're not
now
worried
I
about
take
this.
now I'm yes.
You're
But
doing it.
you have to keep doing until it becomes you.
Exactly. Because, oh, I'm saying that to everyone who's listening out there who is resonating with you, Alicia. And I know there are a lot of people that are listening right now are resonating with you and what you've gone through and what you've become and how you've been able to step over it and step up. But at one time, you were in their spot. So you said a major thing. You had to decide to do what you needed to do to get out of that place. And that's what I want for everyone here. Share your story, help others, but decide to do what you need to do for you because that's what life is all about, for us to live our
Correct.
bestest life ever, right?
Yes.
All right. Oh, this is amazing. I knew it would be good. Thank you so much for coming on. Before I let you go, what is the sweet gift that you have for us? And then tell us how we can find you in this internet streets.
Okay, so I believe the gift that I have for you is on visibility and confidence, is how to step out in visibility and confidence. And I had a podcast called Unleash Your Audacious Confidence. And so the gift is those steps to how to step out in visibility, how to really align yourself and build your own power persona. Build that alter ego for yourself so that even if you don't feel like you can do it in the place that you are now to step out and tell your story, you can build an alter ego or a power persona for yourself that will literally bypass. It's such a Jedi mind trick. It will bypass your own insecurities and help you to step out and start sharing your story. And once you start doing that, you'll realize, oh, wait a second, this wasn't so bad after all. And people are actually resonating with me. So that's my gift to you. So I guess you have the link to it.
The link is
And yes.
below. Y'all click on it, go get that, start your audacious, confident journey right now. And then, Alicia, how can we find you if people want to get more from you or find out more about you?
The easiest, simplest way is to go to alicia360.com. So it's my first name, Alicia, 360.com. And on that site, my contact info is there. All my social media is there. All my websites are there. So you just
Cool.
get, navigate there, click, 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 and you'll
Click, click,
find me
click.
everywhere.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to share how you shared your story and the great things that have come from it. So I wish you well in everything that you're doing because I'm still watching you, girl. I'm still watching. I see
My
what you're doing.
pleasure. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for the opportunity to share and being in my circle. You know, I love you, girl.
Definitely.
Mwah, mwah,
Well,
mwah.
everyone, stay tuned because there is another presentation following this one, which will be just as good, if not better, than this one. I don't know how you can be better, though. I don't think we can match it.
Listen,
But
there's no comparison,
no.
there's no competition. We are all here
No.
to serve and all here to
Ex
elevate.
exactly.
So I'm
Exactly.
sure everyone is going to be just magnificent in their own way and
Oh,
have
yeah.
amazing things to share with you. So stick around so that you can hear everybody's perspective on storytelling, because
Yes, most
everybody's
definitely.
different.
Everybody's different. Everything's different.
And
Your
that's the
story is
thing. I
different.
know we're done, but that's the thing
That's
too
okay. We're
about
not done yet.
stories. That's the thing about stories is everybody's story, even though there's a thread of connectivity, everybody's story is different. So everybody needs to share their story, because just as I was sharing my story growing up in Australia, you had a story that was similar, that was connected, but your experience was different.
Very
And so
different.
that's why we all need to share our stories, because there's connectivity, but there's differences. And if I share what I went through and you share what you went through, we connect, but then we build empathy because we understand the difference in each other as well. And that's what makes each one of our stories unique, which makes each one of us unique. And there's value in all the uniqueness.
It
So,
is.
yes. So just wanted to share that too.
That's okay. With that nugget, we're going to be out of here. See y'all at the next session.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.